Checking in. So, welcome everyone. This is our entrepreneur and solopreneur group, and we are talking about how to build a better business. And so, I want to just give an overview for those of you that may be tapping in for the first time or may not have been with us before. So, it's good to see everybody. I appreciate you being here. And we're going to talk with Elise here in a moment. But before we do, I just want to give you an overview. And so I am going to share my screen. But before I do that, Sherry is my co-host. And I want Sherry to actually tell us a little bit about what she brings to the table with this group and what it is that she's doing. So Sherry, over to you for a second.
Hey, everybody. It is great to be here. It is so cool to see some faces that I don't normally get to talk to. So hi, Kyle. Hi, Elise. And hi, Judy. It is good to see you today. Oh, and hello, Annette. Oh, wait a minute. Annette, you don't look quite. There you go. There's a female face rather than a male face. But and your partner there. So it's great to see you. I have been an online content creator since around what 2017, 18-ish time frame. I've written several books and I'm working on another one which will come out as soon as we iron out some details on it. But in the meantime, I have two podcasts. So I am monetizing my world through podcasts as at the top of my funnel and working them through to my courses. And I've realized through taking a course on YouTube monetization, how much better I can do at creating that monetization process. And I am changing some of the format on one of my podcasts to help improve the monetization. And so I'm going to be doing product reviews this coming year. So if anybody has products out there that have to do with teaching kids how to write, I am looking for podcast guests that for products for people that, you know, like K to two time era in life. And then, hopefully my we'll resolve some of the issues with the other product that I have, and that product will be able to be applied to business, church development, and education K to 12. So I have these two different lanes that I'm working on. And my focus is always how to positively impact success.
Sherry, thank you for that. For those of you that are listening in and maybe are kind of new to our group, I have watched Sherry grow from and again, it's like planting a seed. She had this vision. She had this idea, which was just a small seed. And I want to say this right up front. Action comes first and clarity comes second. You have to start, because if you think you're going to stay in the think tank until it's all totally clear before you launch, you'll never launch. So you have to just get something out there and then make it better and better and better as life unfolds. Now, for those of us that have done that, it's a little messy in the front end, and it's okay. It's okay for it to look a little messy because we don't know what we don't know yet. And it's not until... And, you know, you've always heard that old adage, you know, you can't see what's around the bend until you get to the bend. So you have to just start down that path. And then when things become a little more clear, you can go, oh, I need to change this up a little bit, or I need to make this link a little clearer for my my audience, or I need to maybe shorten up the buying process. There's all kinds of things that'll become more clear as you go down that path. So just get started. And if you're a little nervous about that, don't make it some big elaborate thing. Just make it one little thing. Now, I'm going to refer over to Debbie for a second. And Debbie, you might remember this. When you and I first started, the only thing I had was I did a 5-week masterclass. And my very first one was on health and wellness. And I started with just a 5-week class. It was kind of like my little 5-week mastermind. I put it over on Eventbrite because for those of you that are just getting started, Eventbrite is a great little sales funnel already pre-built for you. And it's free if you don't charge anything. And if you do charge, they keep just a percent, like a commission. So it's all relative. So it's not like you have to pay a big sum of money to be on Eventbrite and have to buy this big sales funnel. And it's kind of a ready-made miniature sales funnel. You know, you have the sales page and you have the checkout page, and it keeps track of who bought tickets and whether they're free or not. And it's all done for you. And it's a plug and play. And so my very first attempt at starting, at launching something, was I simply put my little 5-week mastermind out on Eventbrite, and it was very successful. And then I would take a couple of weeks off. I looked on my calendar. I marked off, you know, holiday weeks or whatever, and, you know, skipped a week or two or maybe three. And then I did it again and did another 5 weeks. And then I skipped 2 or 3 weeks, and then I did it again. I did that for 2 years. And the reason that I did that, and again, this goes back to making the example of that the action comes first and clarity comes second, is that once I went through 5 weeks with some folks tapping in, and you know, it was a little mastermind. So folks were asking questions and we were, you know, sorting out answers on our conversation. It let me know what my audience wanted. Because you can sit behind closed doors and create the most fabulous content, but if that's not what your audience wants, it's going to flop. And so because I got out front and talked to my audience, I found out what their questions were. I found out what their concerns were. And what I realized, and here's the one thing that I want to mention to everybody on this call. The one thing to realize is that oftentimes, because it's a topic that we know a lot about, whatever topic it is that we want to launch, we start up here because it's kind of where we are, somewhere in the middle. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's folks way up here on my topics, but I'm way ahead of a lot of folks. And what I realized when I was doing my 5-week mastermind is that I had to come down and start from the beginning, to the point where I even had to explain what some of the words were. And I know Sherry has struggled with this with her words, that she's had to bring it down and actually start very 101 with, here's what we're talking about, here's what it means, and here's why. And so I've seen Sherry just bloom from making that first step to now creating all of these great products. And so with that in mind, I'm going to share my screen for just a moment here. So bear with me, because I want to show you what we're doing. This is my website page. I want to show you that. There's Debbie. Debbie, thank you for being on my page. This is us having a freestyle life. Sherry, I wish you were on this page. I think you're somewhere on my, if I scroll down, you might be in one of my pictures. I don't know. There's Malvina. So again, I use real pictures on my website. Sherry was the one to bring that out. When I first started, I got some, you know, website pictures, and Sherry is like, use some real people there, Kathy. So I went back and updated that. And that's what we're here for, to kind of help each other and help push each other in the right direction. And so what I want to do today is I want to show you where you can go right across here. This is just under kathybinner.com. You can find this. And when you click on the more button, here is where we are today, this entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. And so when we click on the entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, here is also where we are. It's our free meetup, which we're in right now. And if you click on the free meetup, I'll let it open here. This is how to do a startup and make it a full-time gig, how to start now and do a full-time gig. So let me, I keep moving our faces. So here is the different things that we've talked about. We've talked about our value proposition statement, and then we talked about our storytelling. All of us have a story. Make sure you weave your story in. Very briefly, I'll hit on this. If somebody walks in and says, you should buy this product, it's amazing, and they don't really have a story behind it, we're just like, oh, that's nice. But if they say, oh my gosh, here's what was happening with me, and then I discovered this, and now I can, you know, sell it, and you can share in my success. And we're much more likely to lean in when they have a story on how that product helped them. And so for most of us, the products that we're bringing to the world are products that we found helped us. We're our best avatar. You know, we're selling to people that were just like us when we discovered whatever it is that we're doing. I remember when I started my business, I wish I would have had a platform like this. I wish I would have had a roadmap. And that's why I created it, because this is what I needed. So then once you have your value proposition statement, who you are and what you're doing for whom, and your story connected to why you're doing it, now you can go out and you can serve other folks that are in that same, I'll say in that same lane, but not necessarily competition. And once you start serving them and they realize that your heart is in the right place, you're not trying to steal their clients, you're not trying to make money off of them, they'll start promoting you because they know you're genuine and authentic. So be genuine and authentic in your serving. Do it because it's the right thing to do to help someone, and they will then promote you. Then once you have these first three, now when you're out there, people are going to say, I want to connect with you. I love what your value proposition statement is. I love your story. I see that you're authentic. And how can I connect with you? Well, you got to have some place to send them. So you need to create some sort of a website platform. And we talked about the design of that. And this is what you want your homepage to almost look like, a sales funnel. And so the first thing on your homepage is you want to create some sort of a first base offer, like a free offer. We've heard this before, kind of like the Jimmy Dean sausage when you go to Costco, you know, give it a taste before you buy it. Let somebody tap in and see what you're all about. That's what this free meetup is for me. This is my first base offer. And then your second base offer, this is something that's not a big ticket item, but something that they might want to tap into. And for me, it's a course. Because remember, early on for 2 years, all I did was those masterminds, because it was helping me write my courses. And so then folks can just tap in and buy one of my courses. It's just a one-time fee. They get the course, done, end of the day. But then we want to move on to the third base, or the core offer. This is where we are today. That's what our topic is today, is what is your third base core offer? And here's what I want to tell everybody. When you're putting this together, start with the third base and reverse engineer it. And here's why. Your third base, and here's your tweetable tweet today, your third base offer should be your bread and butter. What is the one thing that makes you the most money? You have to start with what makes you the most money. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I was a nail tech for 25 years, and I would give away free sets. And everybody would say, why are you giving away a full free set of nails? That's using the most product, the most of your time. You know, you've got to sit with this person and put this whole brand new free set of nails on them. Why would you give that away for free? Well, because here's what I know. I know that that customer maybe was a high school student going to prom, and they were going to wear nails to prom, and they would never come back until next year at prom time. So that was not my bread and butter. My bread and butter was that businesswoman that wore her nails as part of her uniform. She came faithfully every 2 weeks and got a balance, and a balance after balance. I had customers. I was in this business for 25 years doing nails. I had customers the entire 25 years, the same customer. I had several that were with me the entire 25 years. Think about how much money I made off of those gals that wore those nails like clockwork and came every 2 or 3 weeks for 25 years. That was my bread and butter. So I never gave away a balance, but I would give away a free set, because there was a certain number of free sets that would just love them and then book the balances and maybe stay on my books for 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 years. So the free set was my free offer, see? Or I would do a free manicure. I would do a free pedicure. I never gave away the balance, because that was the bread and butter of my business. So think about, what is the bread and butter of your business? Where is it that you make the most money? What offer do you have that makes you the most money? That's the one you want to plug into third base. Then you want to go backward and reverse engineer it and say, what would make somebody want to get this third base? Well, for me, my first or second had to be a free manicure, a free pedicure, a free tanning session, maybe a free set of nails, because that would entice them to maybe say, well, gee, I think I am going to wear nails for a while. And then boom, they would buy into my third base offer, which is where I made my money. Then we go on to the home run. This is the big one. What is it that would be a home run where it would be almost a one-time big windfall of money that would make you go out and celebrate and say, oh, going to dinner tonight, sold one of those. Whoop, whoop. For me, this is if somebody want, currently, it's if somebody wants to sign up for my one-on-one coaching because it's a 5-session package and it's a bigger ticket item for me. And that's something, and I can only do a couple a month. And so that's something that would go, oh, having a glass of champagne tonight. I booked another one-on-one. And for more than one reason. Number one, it's my big ticket, my biggest ticket item. But number two, I knew that this person was very serious about moving the needle in their business and I could help them and we could then celebrate together. And so I love those home run offers. Now, in the salon industry back in the day, it's with maybe a big wedding booked. All of our girls are like, whoops, Saturday is going to be a big day. We got a big wedding party coming in. We're going to do hair and nails and tanning. And, you know, I mean, it was the whole shebang and it was a big ticket. And so that was going to be our home run offer. So you see how you have to think about what it is that you're doing. It can be something physically that you're selling, it could be something that you're coaching, it could be something that you're writing. What is it that would make a home run offer? So once you get down to this point of creating your home run offer, now we're going to talk about how do you point back to this whole first part of your funnel. So now, once you have all of that in place, now you're going to start marketing those things. Because remember, you didn't create all of that overnight. So as you're creating, remember what I said, action comes first and clarity comes second. You're going to start tweaking those things, making them better, making them more streamlined, making them easier for your clients to purchase, making it less work for you so that you're not having to manually click through every time somebody buys something to go, oh, I got to go find that PDF. They want that my free offer. Now I got to go find it and send it to them. You want to automate as much as you can automate. And there's all kinds of technology out there. But here's what I want to tell you. You don't have to start with the technology, just start. Because you don't even are clear yet on what you want to offer. Once you know what you want to offer, then you can start looking at how you want to streamline it. What technology do you want to invest in so that you're not having to touch every single purchase physically, manually, you know, to send them out what they bought or to connect with them. But once you have that, now you want to start advertising it because now you've put it into a system, you've systematized your business enough to where you can start creating some passive income. And so the first thing is to sprinkle across social media. And we talk all about that in that session. You could start a blog. You could start blogging and talking about your different lanes, your different products, your different offers, and with a way that folks can click back through. And again, as you're building out, you can make it that when they click back through and click on one of these offers, it automatically goes out to them. Now, I want to say this, and I'll jump in and say this right here. We've all seen those funnels that after a week, where we get 10 emails a day, 14 text messages, 3 phone calls, and somebody's knocking on your door, you're ready to delete because you're like, I just wanted to see what their information was about. I don't have time for all of this. Don't do that. Don't bombard your would-be clients to the point where they delete you. And I don't know about you, but that is a big turnoff to me. I might even just look at something on an ad, and all of a sudden, you know, because of AI today, I get 14 million offers, you know, within 24 hours of the same thing. And then I wish I would have never clicked on it. And then we catch ourselves not wanting to click on something because we're like, I just don't have time to have my inbox blown up like that. So don't do that to people because they do remember you if you do that. So make it a little easier for them. But again, you could start a blog, have that automated. And like Sherry was talking about, you can have a podcast. The podcast, so many of us are, we started off this call today listening to audio, you know, so on Audible or on any of our favorite podcast stations or how many of us watch YouTube videos. You can do a podcast because it's a whole separate search engine of audio out there, audio and video, and your folks will definitely find you there. So it's a great way to advertise what you do. And then of course,
can I just stop you there just one second?
Sure.
And I'm going to specifically say, get yourself on YouTube because YouTube is pushing podcast right now. We are seeing more influx of people on YouTube than we are on any other podcast channel.
I am too. I'm getting a lot more clicks on my YouTube channel than any other channel. So yes, Sherry, that's a great point. And then lastly, I want to mention, you need to overcome your fear of public speaking. Public speaking is really not scary. It's just experience. And I remember when I first started doing these Zoom calls, and Debbie might attest to this, back in the day, oh my gosh, I would be so nervous. My neck would be splotchy. I would, you know, think, oh my gosh, I got to make sure that my face is perfect and my lighting is perfect. And I remember I would move stuff around on my desk and I'd test out the camera and I'd think, oh, it's just got to be perfect. And now I get on and I'm like, did I comb my hair? I think I did. Because it's not about how you look. You don't want to look like you just crawled out of bed, but it's more about the content. Everybody is looking for the information. They're looking for the content. And I don't know about you, but for those of you that are in my real estate lane, if I need to know how to fix something, I don't care what the guy looks like. Just tell me how to fix it. I'm looking for a YouTube video that will give me the steps on how to get from point A to point B. And I don't care if he is wearing a red flannel shirt. It's okay. So don't get hung up on that. And so public speaking is just practice. It's just experience. The more you do it, the less you're nervous about it. And again, it goes back to being authentic. If you're authentic and you're presenting your products because you believe in them, then your audience is going to, they're going to know that. Okay. So anyway, we're going to scroll down just a bit and then I'm going to jump out of this. We have a challenge where we want you to come on board and either do a 5-session something, a 1-session masterclass, anything at all to help you get your products out there. So if you have something that you want to present, please let me know. So do I have any takers for next week? Next week, we are actually talking about, and we go back here, we're talking about our Go Celebrate Home Run offer. Who has a Celebrate Home Run offer that would like to maybe present what they're doing next week? Sherry? Okay, or next month. All right, so Sherry is going to be our presenter for next month for her fourth base. Okay, I love it, Sherry. And this will give you a chance to practice it and to show it off to the members of this group. And then, of course, and again, here's how we can serve each other. Once Sherry does that, I am going to actually put it out on my YouTube channel and on my podcast channel and across my social media. And so it is my way to help promote Sherry. And so just know that we're all here to help each other. So Sherry and I are the host and co-host, and here it tells a little bit about each of us. And then this is where you will find all of our replays. You scroll down and here's where we talked about the VPS, the storytelling, the serving, the free offer, the second base offer. And then today's video, once we're done, will be listed here. So I just want everybody to know how you find that. And when you go back to my homepage, the way you find that is you simply scroll across and you come down to this Entrepreneur and Solopreneurs, and that's where you'll find it. So that's where we are. So anyway, with that said, I want to introduce to you one of my favorite folks in the whole world, which is Elise. Elise is in my real estate lane. She is also in the entrepreneur lane. What else are you in, Elise? Are you in the writer's lane as well? I know I've seen you on several different calls.
But what I like to say, if Kathy's hosting it, I'm in it. Let's say that.
Okay. I love that. Thank you so much for your support. And so today, again, we're talking about our third base offer. What is it that's your bread and butter? And so, Elise, tell us a little bit about who you are, what it is that you're doing. You see her amazing background. For those of you that are watching, this is also a great tool. She has simply made her virtual background an actual little billboard about herself. You see how she can pop that up there? And it talks all about what she does, and it keeps her name front and center. So that's a great idea, so that when you're on other Zoom calls, people, they're getting, and then of course people take a screen print or they copy so they can see everybody that's been in their Zoom call. And there is Elise, you know, carved in stone with her name and the fact that she is a virtual assistant and coach. So Elise, I'm going to turn it over to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and then give us your presentation.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Kathy. And hello, everybody. I am super excited to be here. My name, like Kathy said, is Elise Butler. I am an entrepreneur, solopreneur, and a recovering perfectionist workaholic. So one of the things is people will ask me, well, what was your history? What did you do before this? I'm like, if there was something, I've tried it. I promise you I have. I've worked in hotels, service, retail, everything. And coach volleyball from junior year in college to now and of all ages. So again, it's trying to find your passion. It's trying to find what drives you and going towards that. And like Kathy will say, and I am a true believer in it, is like pivots are okay, because you're just going to walk up to the bend and you're going to be like, well, this was not what I expected, because you can't expect the unexpected, but I'm going to go with it. And don't bite the hand that feeds you. If it's there, go with it. So about 2 years ago, I became a virtual assistant, and I was a 1099 contractor for a while. So for those who don't know what that is, if you're not working a W-2, a 1099 contractor is just someone who works with you but doesn't work for you. So I worked with a company called Belay, and it was basically just, we matched up the client, you can apply on a job board, and then you go work with the client, but you're working with Belay and they're your third person. I got a little sick of that, because honestly, when you're working for an agency, it's really intense how much of the profits they're going to take from you. You know, when you're working for a W-2, you know, you get your taxes taken out, you get everything taken out. But when you're working as a 1099, it can be, I have to pay my own taxes, so I have to take that money out. They've taken their cut, and then I'm left with whatever pennies is left over. So I became a freelance virtual assistant 2 years ago after that, and had been in real estate since then, which was how I met Kathy. So super grateful. I got into the Build a Better Business and decided, you know what? I can do this. If everyone else can do it, why not me? So here I am today as a virtual assistant and coach. And I am working mainly with coaches, and that can be of any industry. So I mainly focus in business, sports, and life coaching, because those are the things that I have the most experience with. And today we're going to be talking about task management and how it can, one, change your life, and two, it can save you from the headaches of, oh my goodness, this fell through the cracks. I need to do this right now. So with that,
now, Elise, yeah. Do you need to share your screen?
Yes, ma'am, please.
All right. I am making you a co-host. Be sure you click through that's okay. And then you should be allowed to share your screen.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So with that being said, I know I see Estella and I see Sherry and I see Kathy right now. So out of the three of you, hello, who knows anything about what task management is and what it means to use it?
Anyone? Oh boy. For me, I have to go way, way, way back and some of you may not know this about me, right out of high school, I took a job in an insurance company. And then later on, I worked inside an agency. And I learned the importance of having a suspense drawer. And that has served me so well in my real estate endeavors today, because as you know, any of us that are in real estate, you have a lot of contracts and a lot of dates that you have to abide by. You know, you have 3-day notices and you have move outs and you have to give back their deposit letter and all of this is by law. Is very time sensitive. And so my suspense drawer is my go-to. And all it is, and this is oversimplified, but all it is a file drawer with hanging folders 1 through 31 then 12 folders of January through December. And every single folder that I pick up on my desk, I have to decide, and if I put it away, it's called I put it back to bed. Is this folder, can I put it back to bed, or do I have to suspend it this month on another date, like maybe the 13th of the month? I have to make a phone call about this, so I put it in the 13th. Or does this folder go into one of the months because, oh, I don't have to pay any attention to this until August, so now I put it in the August. So the folder in my hand has to go in one of those three places. It either gets put back to bed alphabetically, or it has to go in the current month somewhere 1 through 31 on the next date that I need to handle it, or it has to go in the next month folder on the next month that I need to handle it. So in every case, that folder has to go in one of those three places, and it is my lifeline. So that is one of my task management tricks. Okay. At least.
Okay. And you know what? The simpler, the better. Like the old saying, kiss, keep it simple, silly. Like that's the thing. If you go too crazy with it, you're not going to stick with it. And then you're still going to have the headache. So I definitely understand that. Let me grab this. Sherry, what about you?
Elise, when I think about task management, I'm thinking about starting an episode for the podcast. First thing I need to do is schedule the guest. Then I need to make sure that they sign the contract. Then I need to make sure that, you know, we actually have the interview. Then afterwards, the post-production has several steps that has to go through. And so I have this list of checkboxes that I need to go through with every episode.
Absolutely.
And that's a perfect example of systematizing what you're doing, because, and here's another tweetable tweet for everybody. You cannot 10X your business until you put it into a system.
Absolutely.
Elise.
Well, thank you. And it's such a great point, Kathy, because you really can't go anywhere until you know where you're going. So having the plans for how you've gotten things done is going to be much, much stress saving. So let me grab this here.
Oh,
all right. Can you see my screen by chance?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, I want to welcome you again. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate you being here. I know it can be kind of intimidating to one, hop on a Zoom call, and then two, wonder what we're going to talk about in the day. So I will put that to bed for you today. Is we are talking about task management and what it means. So let's see, what the heck is it? What is it? How do you use it? Why do I use it? So definition is the process of tracking, managing, and executing a task throughout the life cycle. So from beginning to end. So just like Sherry was talking about, when one thing gets set into motion, you have a set of steps to continue down that path and to get everything finished. What it is not is a magical solution to your problems, and it's not an easy way to keep procrastinating. So using task management is a way to, you know what, this is what needs to get done. It's going to have a timeline, and let me go ahead and either I'll do it myself or I'm going to get somebody else to do it. So our first activity is going to be a self-reflection, and I'd like to ask you, how do you currently manage your day-to-day? One tip for this is please don't overthink it. Just think, when I have numerous tasks to get done, how do I ensure that I'm getting the important things done? So I'll give you about a minute for that. How do you currently manage your day today?
Google Calendar for me.
Love Google Calendar. Absolutely.
Anyone else?
Routine list and Google Calendar.
Yes, Judy, you're for sure. Those lists, my list, everyone's like, you have how many lists? I'm like, we don't count how many lists. Okay. We don't count. Stella?
I typically it's on the calendar, but I must confess this is an area of developmental opportunity for me.
Understood. Understood.
I use a resource that Donald Miller from StoryBrand uses, but I've modified it a little bit for myself. And he has priority, secondary. The things that I've done to modify it, I also include other. And then I actually physically write out my schedule on my date book for that day. Even though it is in my Google Calendar, there are times when having and physically writing it out helps with, mm-hmm. Well, they say, you know, the research says that by writing it out, it restores the memory. But the reason I have other down there on my bottom left is, did I remember to do the laundry today? Did I remember that I had to call the vet because the cat needs food? That kind of stuff. I actually write out those things, those personal tasks that I need to accomplish throughout the day that are going to kind of interweave throughout my busy day.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I want to say this, and the reason that I agree with Sherry, and I do put those sorts of things on my calendar as well, is when you're a creator, I don't know about you, but sometimes when you get into flow, the whole world kind of goes away because you are in the groove and you're in flow and you're writing or you're putting together an offer, and what happens is, you know, you forget that you should have put dinner on 2 hours ago. So not only do I put it on my calendar, and you gals will laugh, I set my alarm on my phone because sometimes it's time sensitive. Like I want to put something in the crock pot by 11 o'clock, and next thing I know, it's 3. And then I'm like, well, don't have time to do that today now. I have to figure out something else for dinner. And so then I end up doing something expensive, like ordering take-in or something at delivery. And so anyway, I set my alarm.
Absolutely. I am very, it can be scattered, but I've been really using my task management system. So ClickUp, but I'm also a table napkin entrepreneur. If I'm going to have a piece of paper and a pen everywhere that I go, because I'm going to write it down, it's going to help me remember. And then I'm going to scan it in digitally to make sure that it's sitting where I need it to be. So very cool. Thank you so much for sharing, everybody. So today we're going to talk about some common task management actions. So breaking big tasks down, collaboration. So working with somebody or co-working, calendar reminders, like we were saying, oh, I love some Google tasks or Google reminders. If it's going to show up on a day and a time that I need to remember it, that's going to be for me. Love that. Deadline setting and prioritization. So it kind of goes with everything we've been saying, is there's a time and a place that I need to have this done. I need to make sure I know the time and the place, and I need to have a priority on how soon I need to think about this again. A tip for you is to start small. So trying to force too many things on yourself. If you leave here today and you're like, oh, I love, we were talking about Asana. We talked about ClickUp. We talked about getting on YouTube for a podcast. If you are going in too many directions, then you're going to be completely stuck at a halt. You're not going to be able to go anywhere. So start small, pick one thing and kind of go with it. So number one here is going to be building your skill. So choosing that one approach and begin managing your tasks and your time a little bit better. I know Acela was talking about it's tough for her to be able to manage all the things and like keeping track of it. And what I want to say is that it's a skill. It's something that you have to build, and you have to really like go through the actions and work through it, because you're not going to know what works until you try it, you know? So picking up a to-do list. So that's a simple list of items, having the priorities completed and understanding the importance of things that need to get done. And then eating the frog. Ooh, this one is tough for me. It's tough because I am not of the French and I do not really love my frog legs, but like I have to take immediate action on that one thing that I really don't want to do right here and now so that it can get done and I can celebrate the first day with a win. So let's talk about a couple stats. When you're talking about procrastination and having issues with determining the priority of things, having issues with getting things done, you're not alone. Okay. We're all human. It's a thing. 20 to 25% of people chronically procrastinate. So that means it's not a one-off thing. Like daily, we are talking about the average person is spending about 218 minutes procrastinating every single day. So over your lifetime, you're putting off about 55 days worth of tasks. So if you think about that over a lifetime, it's not just you. And that's also beautiful, because knowing that it's not just me means that it's one, fixable, and two, that I'm not alone. So that kind of community aspect helps you move forward. And believe it or not, 88% of workers procrastinate at 60 plus minutes daily on their job. Let's be honest here. How many times were you in the office and you were sitting at your computer and your boss might be looking at you from the forward view and you look like you're typing away and you might be watching some cat videos? Okay. I know, it's okay. It's all of us. It's me. I understand. Me and that cat on the piano, we were best friends, right? So understanding that we can tend to put things off, but there's always a reason. There's always a why. And a lot of times it's just fear. It's really the fear of, okay, if am I going to be smart enough to get this task done? It's kind of daunting. Is there a lot too much for me to get done? Am I going to struggle? So it's what I call pre-panicking. And I'm thinking about, oh, I don't know how to do this yet. And it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 weeks beforehand. Like, it's okay. Just relax. So number two is giving yourself grace. So we're here in the entrepreneur and solopreneurs. You're holding countless spinning plates. So don't worry about like every single thing. I know that's kind of your job and it's hard to say that, because as an entrepreneur, we're trading the 9 to 5 for a 24/7. I get it. But trust the process and kind of speak to yourself more kindly, because what I've found and a lot of experts will tell you is that if you're not being kind to yourself, your brain is going to react. Just like if someone speaks unkindly to you, you might have a little attitude with them. And you can do the same thing internally if you're not being kind to yourself. So one of my favorite quotes from actually Kathy, and it was funny you said it at the very beginning, was simply start. Pick something and move forward, because action is going to bring clarity. And you're not going to know until you start walking. So go ahead and move. Secondly, is that pivots are okay. The only thing constant in life is change. So every day you got to embrace it with an open mind. And even today myself, I was like, you know, I'm kind of nervous about being on here. I'm kind of nervous about talking about this, like a presentation. But I'm like, you know, I could be in someone's office under fluorescent lights and really not be having a great day. Or I could be doing this. So having that sense of gratefulness.
Well, we're certainly glad you're here.
Oh, thank you. So we have a second activity for you today, and it's going to be another self-reflection. And as an entrepreneur, solopreneur, or as just an aspiring, awesome human, have you answered these three important questions? And this comes from the Harvard Business Review. And we're talking about, are my goals well-defined? And that's super important, because when you're just kind of shooting in the dark, you don't know what you're aiming at. And your goals are going to change, but have you just sat down and thought about, hey, what is it that I really want to do in this lifetime? What's going to make me happy? And how do I want to go about that? If you have, if the answer is yes, you're going into, do I have the right strategy? So that's kind of what Kathy will talk about with building a better business and like knowing what your customer is looking for. So if I'm having a goal of having a multi-million dollar business, what strategy am I going to use to attack that? Because that's $1 at a time, you know, or can I 10X it to make $1,000 at a time and cut my goal time in half? Then finally, can I execute the strategy? Can I execute that strategy? So it's awesome to have some goals. It's awesome to know you have the right strategy, but can you execute what it is that you're saying that you want to get done? Or do you need a little bit of help? When we're talking about in real estate, you have to have a team, because I could definitely, you know, remodel my entire bathroom myself. I could definitely pull out this bathtub. But at the strength that I'm at right now, and I know you can't really see it, but I'm kind of lacking in the muscle area here. I'm not really the one for demo. So I might want to get a team to help me take care of that. So it takes me a day instead of 4 months. So getting to the heart of it and knowing your goals and your strategy and whether or not you can execute it, and if you just need to find the right team to help you execute, is also super important. So some tips for a better to-do list. A better to-do list is capturing everything. If it's not written down, if it's not on my calendar, It's not happening. It just won't. So I have to make sure that I'm at least intentional about having the, let's say, written down process or the, excuse me, the written down task that I need to know needs to get done. One of the my favorite things from this article in general is verbs first and details later. So, you know, you can say three Facebook ad images if you put that on your to-do list, but it's really not telling you much. If you're using an app, you just kind of look at it and you're like, well, what about the three ads, you know? And adding a verb in front of it, so putting design at the front of the to-do title, it makes it a little bit more actionable, a little bit more clear. So now I have this put together, design three Facebook ad images, and your to-do list looks a little bit simpler. I don't have to go through and try and remember what it was that I was thinking about in this moment. The third tip is going to be always include a deadline. Always, always, always. If there's not a deadline, it's not getting done. If you don't put that timeline on it, if you don't have the drop dead deadline, it's not going to one show up for you. And in your mind, that priority is not going to be there because it doesn't know when it needs to get done. It doesn't put any fire under you. Number four is going to be batching similar tasks. So one thing for task management is when you write down your entire task list and you understand what it is you need to get done, how do those things relate to each other? So instead of me having to go into my email four or five times a day because, you know, I need to check my email, quote unquote, I know that twice a day I'm going to go in here, I'm going to check my email, I'm going to check my client's email, and I'm going to respond to all of those things. So now I'm only in the email box once to twice a day. Everything's getting handled and it's got a specific timeline. So I'm not spending 40 minutes on a 10-minute task. And then finally, celebrating your progress. Like, this was some of the most important to me because as you're growing as both entrepreneur and a person, you got to celebrate the process. Because if we're talking about 2 years ago, I couldn't see myself with even, I'm so excited because I got a shirt with my logo on it. Like, you know, that it's just a black t-shirt with a little bit of polyester on it, you know, it just, but that's progress. I didn't have this 2 years ago. I didn't even have a logo. I didn't even know what a virtual assistant was two years ago and some months. So just knowing how far I've come and having a little celebration party, just like, you know, just like if you did your third base offer and you, or excuse me, the celebration offer, pop some champagne that you got a shirt with your logo on it, like excitement, have a little Starbucks, you know, it'll be great. So.
That's a great social media post too. And it brings awareness back to your brand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So number three is using a tool. We talked about handwritten lists and they're extremely helpful when you have a smaller workload. So I love writing things down because one, being a virtual assistant, like I'm really fast at typing, but I want to make sure that my cursive and my print still looks good. You know, because some people still, they can't cursive. And that, I can't believe that. Like it throws me off a little bit, but it's the times, right? Mm-hmm. So making sure that you're kind of keeping track and keeping up to date. So using a tool, and as your needs change, you can use even the free or the low cost tools to elevate some of your work experience. Some of my favorites are going to be ClickUp. So that's a project management tool. And honestly, that's how I live my best crockpot life. Set it and forget it. I'm going to put that task in there, set a deadline, and it's going to pop up a couple of days later when it's supposed to remind me. A lot of places or a lot of tools like Asana or Trello, those are also great tools. They have free versions for you to kind of get started. And you just have to kind of try before you buy. So right now, I think the ClickUp plan that I'm on, and it's the unlimited plan for personal and business or something like that. And I think that's about $9 a month, which is super manageable in comparison to the paper trail that I was leaving in carbon footprint with me and all my notes and my sticky notes. So I can appreciate that. But until then, if you're not ready to invest in that, the free versions are great for you to get started with. And a lot of times they are the entire experience minus being able to put a couple names on there or something simple. So it's not like you're missing out on too much. And the second favorite for me is Calendly. So instead of having to go back and forth with your scheduling and, hey, can you do 11 o'clock? Okay, well, is this Eastern? Is that Pacific? Or I send out a Calendly link and let's get a coffee chat booked. You can pick from the times available. And if this doesn't work for you now, send me three times and we'll get something scheduled. So it kind of eliminates that back and forth on meeting times and eliminates how much time you're trying to spend getting a meeting on the books.
Yeah, if I could jump in for just a moment on the Calendly, I have a Calendly for my one-on-one coaching. I have a Calendly for my 30-minute coffee chat, which is one of my freebies. And then I have a Calendly for all of my mastermind members for free office hours where they can tap in as many times as they want on my Calendly if they're in the middle of a project and need some assistance. And that's how I make myself available to the entire tribe. So you can have more than one Calendly link. Is my whole point.
Absolutely. And I find that those are so super helpful. Please just go to the page and schedule the link. Love it. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what people are saying about project management, how to just move about with your life. Brian Tracy says that there's no real unrealistic goals, just unrealistic deadlines. So you can always get something done. We're just trying to juggle how long it takes you to get those things done and having those set deadlines and having the systems in place to move forward towards them is always going to be very important. Henry Ford, which we all know about Henry Ford, multi-million dollar man, be ready to revise any system, scrap any method, and abandon any theory if the success of the job requires it. Super important when we're talking about being an entrepreneur and solopreneur. If you're not ready to pivot, that pivot's going to be ready for you, okay? You've got to be just ready to throw it out the window if it's not working and find something that is working. So find another door. And I am probably going to butcher this name, so I apologize to Mr. Cirrus or Miss Cirrus, Publius Cirrus, but to do two things at once is to do neither. So we talk about that. You can't multitask. It is physically impossible for the human brain. It is just not how you're going to get it done, and it's not going to produce your best work. So you have to think about that one thing that you want to get done or the couple things that you want to get done and move in that direction. Sit down, task block if you have to. I have my watch on my wrist at all times. I have a timer set, and this is what we're doing for the next 15 to 20 minutes. Let's get in the zone. So you can shut the whole world out, just like Kathy was saying, was getting in that flow. But I'm focused. I am committing my entirety to this one thing. And that's going to get you a lot further than trying to split between two items. So in closing, just building confidence in yourself and your task management strategy by taking action, moving forward. Be able to assess, so see what's been accomplished and what might be left to tackle. So when at the end of the day, when there's a couple things left on your to-do list, because studies show that you should have a to-do list of maybe 3 to 5 things, and you're probably only going to get 3 good things done. And everyone looks at me like, you said 3 things done in the day? I look at myself in the mirror and I say, are you sure about that 3 things? Are you sure you don't want to try and cap out at 10? No? Okay, cool. So knowing what's been accomplished for your day, having that celebration and knowing what else you need to tackle and putting those in order of importance for the next day, and then set it down, have some time to yourself. Evaluation. So know what's working and what can be adjusted. So I love my written list, and I know that I can have stacks of sticky notes every single place that I'm at, or I can still write those things down, put them into my digital task list. So into my ClickUp. And now I know that exactly what I was talking about. I can go back and read my notes, or I can listen to my voice note, because I've really been getting into that for ClickUp as well, and know exactly what I'm talking about and pick up on that same string. And then what's next? So what step can you take towards your goals? And it truly is just a step, because they say, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And you have to just start walking. You're going to hit some bumps in the road. You're going to hit some things that don't work. you're going to feel crappy a couple of days, but keep walking, keep going. And that encouragement and finding the people who are supposed to be around you is going to help support you in that time. And it's going to be worth it. In the end of the day, you'll have to sit back and do your pros and cons list, and it's all going to be worth it. So I wanted to open it up for any questions. I know we went through a little bit of a lot today, but I am happy to answer any questions about tasks and task management.
Awesome presentation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Estella.
I have questions. One of the things that I find myself doing is writing. I'll have different thoughts, mm-hmm. and I'll write it on 100 different papers, back of an envelope, the back of the whatever, yeah. you know. And then at any point in time, I might have, I don't know, 15 pieces of paper with different things on there. So I need to be able to manage that. I heard you say that you capture things, which is what I'm capturing, but I don't have any organization in that area. I just want to know what other people do in terms of, because so much I'm involved in so many different things. I'm just trying to figure out, well, how do I keep this sorted out? You know, like I heard you say sticky notes. Well, I could have 15 sticky notes on a given day. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and that is definitely an area for me. I think that's a primary thing, because I see it. I keep seeing, 72 things on my list for the day and not just three. So consequently, a lot doesn't get done, or a lot gets done, but it's not what I want to get done. I'll say that.
Absolutely.
I heard you say you have a digital task list, and what is that? And I don't mean to consume all the time, but help.
No problem. Okay, well, here, I'm gonna open this up here and I'll answer a couple questions at the same time. I saw Judy's question about what my go-to app is. So it is called ClickUp, so ClickUp, so ClickUp. And I really, really enjoy it. So I'm going to show you the Free Forever workspace here. All right. Are you able to see my screen? It should mm-hmm. be a dark
yes.
screen. Okay. So for Estella, what I like to do is I have it set up to where, well, this is just the free workspace, but I'll have it set up to where I have a space over here on your left-hand side for everything. So I have one for personal, business, life or life goals, and then extra space. This was just kind of something to show you how to make it.
That's Sherry's other.
Right. Correct. So your other space. And what I love about ClickUp is that, so these spaces are basically like the pieces of your life, right? So I have personal. When I go into here, I can divide things and I can organize them into, if this is for personal, by person in my household. So for myself, I have a folder of everything about me or anything that I need to keep track of. I don't have any children or other, but I guess I could change this from my aloe plant to my cat Biscuit. She's my baby. So when I get in here, I can see my to-do list and I can create these lists of things. I can do my to-do list, my household chores, and each one of these tasks is like a sticky note. So when I hop into one of my sticky note tasks, I can have a description for what I need to get done. And I can also, what I really love about this is have subtasks. So think that the overarching task is your main sticky note. The subtasks are the bullets, the little details of things that need to be completed in order to check off my big sticky note. And I can keep those in here. I'll add a date to them so I can add what the due date is or a start date if I need to start something 2 weeks out before a presentation or so. I can also add priorities and things. So that's kind of getting down into the weeds, but essentially just think my sticky note of my main task up here. I can have a description of, okay, what was this technically about? I can add the bullet points down here in my subtasks. And if I wrote this all down in paper, I can come here, take a picture, and upload that file in here. So I can also save my sticky note without having the sticky note right in my face. So I don't have all that paper and I can go ahead and recycle.
Now, one of the things I like about this is the fact that it is automated into technology. So if you want to travel more, which I do, that's one of my life goals is to travel more. I don't have to worry about leaving my office because if I take my laptop with me, my entire office goes with me. I try to automate as much as I can into electronic systems so that I do not have to say, oh, I'm not at the office, so I can't send you that application, or I can't take care of that lease agreement, or I can't see who is supposed to be my presenter next month in our writers group. All of mine are on a platform like this so that I can take it with me wherever I go. So that's the big plus of having it all automated. And Elise, am I correct? You're not saving this in your computer. You're saving this in the cloud. So it doesn't matter what device you're on. You don't have to have your laptop. You could access it from your phone. You can access it from your tablet. You can access it from your desktop. You can access it from your laptop. Doesn't matter what device you're on. So if you're traveling and you want to travel a little lighter, you could travel with just your tablet or just your phone, and you still have access to everything that you're doing.
So absolutely. When you have the cloud, is this something like you have to buy the cloud and then you upload it to that? Or does this app have its own cloud?
The app has its own cloud. So when you download the app, you're getting the storage and some, and again, I'll just, as an overview, some come with a certain amount of cloud space, and some you have to then buy more cloud space if you're going to like really load it up. But if it's an app that works for you, oftentimes to buy extra cloud space is like $1.99 a month or something. It's worth the fee. To have it at your fingertips. And here's what I want to tell everybody. And when you're looking at a platform like this and you go, oh my God, it would take me forever to learn that. It's okay. Because once you do figure it out, your life all of a sudden becomes so much easier. Think about having everything at your fingertips versus having post-it notes all over your desk that now when you're out and about, you can't even answer somebody's question because you're like, oh my gosh, that's on a post-it note somewhere in my office. I don't even know where the post-it note went.
Right.
And now you've got everything organized.
And can you do this on your phone and on your computer like it's a multi-device?
Yes, ma'am. That's my favorite part about ClickUp. So I did just jump over into MySpace. So please don't get overwhelmed because it took me some time to put all the sticky notes in here. What I am showing you right now is my full dashboard. So what I also love about ClickUp is that I can track how much time I'm spending on things. So I have it separated by today, this week, this month, and I can go down into the weeds and see, oh, look, I spent an hour and 30 on making my presentation for Kathy Benner's call. So I can just kind of keep track of that and know like the subtasks and things and how long these are taking me. This is multi-device. So these are all the spaces and things that I have going on, and I can open all these up and I have lists for everything. Now, I'm not going to be thinking about all 45 of these business tasks right now, but they all have a deadline and a date for them to pop up for me again.
Thank you. I love this.
You're so welcome, Judy. I'm happy to help because, listen, before this, those sticky notes were intense.
Now, I want to jump in and say one more thing, and this could be a hang up for folks. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I look at my desk of sticky notes or I look at my online task list, it feels overwhelming because you're like, oh my God, I got 45 things on that list. I am here to tell you, if you've carved out this time to do some of your business tasks or some of your personal or whatever it is, don't sit in the middle of your desk with the mess.
Yeah.
If you have an office, if you're like me, you just keep piling it on there as things keep coming at you and the mail comes in and then you have to pull a folder and then somebody wants to know this. And so you pull that, next thing you know, you've got, you're in the middle of the mess. And then you start to feel overwhelmed because you feel like, oh my gosh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this over here. And then you just say, okay, I'm just going to go watch one episode of HGTV and then I'll get started. Next thing you know, 3 hours later, and you haven't done, ask me how I know this. So I'm here to tell you, even if you're electronic, this is a tool. This is not, like Elise said in her presentation, this isn't going to solve all your procrastination. This is just a tool. Open up a list, take the one thing, take the material to do that one thing, whether it's a folder, whether you're going to write, whatever it is you're going to do, and walk away from your messy desk. Take it to the dining, take the one thing, just the one thing. To the dining room table or into the living room or out to the patio table.
Out to the patio, outside.
And then don't stop and just tell yourself, I am not going to get up until I complete this thing. This one thing. I'm going to finish it. And for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to go until I have to decide whether it goes in my 1 through 31, whether it goes in one of my months or whether I can put it back to bed. I am going to go as far as I can with this thing until I can put it in the drawer. And then once I do that, I go back to my messy desk and I take the next thing and I go, now I'm going to walk away from the messy desk. Leave your cell phone at the messy desk.
Just
don't
have the
watch. Take your cell phone with you, because if not, you're going to be looking at Facebook, looking at Instagram, looking at your messages. Walk away and just do that one thing until you've got it all the way through and you have to put it away. Okay. Now, that's just a tip that works for me.
Can you know what, Kathy, just hearing you say that, you know, you get overwhelmed and you're like, let me go watch HGTV. I don't watch that, but I'm on the YouTubes trying to do some professional development. I didn't even think you did that, girl, with all the stuff you get accomplished. I'm like, good Lord, I'm in good company. Although mine is probably to a different degree.
but you know what? Ask me how I learned that. I had to overcome that. And my way of overcoming it is to walk away from the mess and just, and then you know what? Those three things that Elise was talking about, I feel pretty darn good because by lunchtime, I got my three things done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine if you could get three of your bonfires put out every morning for a week. That's 15 things on your desk that you've been procrastinating about that are now done in 1 week. If you just did that with three things a day for 5 days, you would have 15. Now imagine if you did that for a month.
Taking that to-do list to sleep. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And you know what, Estella, I can definitely relate because it was seeing people who, I'm not on a higher level than me, but are further than me in the business that I want to be in, feeling the same way. That was so important to me that I just couldn't fathom that. Oh my goodness, they have bad days too. They struggle to get things done. What do you mean you're a procrastinator and you're afraid of public speaking? Kathy, you talk to everyone. You're so good at this. What do you mean?
Neck used to be so splotchy red because I was scared to death to be in front of a group.
I hear
you. Well,
you
know what this does for me is I beat myself up something terrible because things that I want to get done, I don't get done. And then I feel lower than a low person. So when I hear someone like Kathy say, hey, this is, I struggled too. Mm-hmm. That makes me feel like, well, you're not as horrible as you think you are. I know I have a lot of potential and I'm just have not up to date been able to do the things that I, you know that I can do.
Well,
and
Elise,
then I just
Elise
beat
had
myself
the numbers.
Up.
Elise had the statistics, and the numbers don't lie. There's a certain percentage of us, and we all procrastinate on those things we either don't like to do, or we feel they're a little bit of a stretch, or for whatever, or they're too boring the other direction. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, I procrastinate on flipping my darn rooms because I get busy writing. And then all of a sudden I go, oh my God, my guests are going to be here and I don't have those rooms done yet. And then I'm like racing around to flip my rooms. And I've just learned I cannot come into the office until my rooms are flipped. I have just learned that about me, because flipping the rooms has become somewhat of a boring process. I mean, you know, how exciting is making beds after you've made the 10th one? So I've realized that I just have to flip those rooms first.
Yeah.
And can I add something?
Yes.
Also, Estella and everybody else, do delegate dump. So what I mean by do delegate dump is learn what you have to do. What can you delegate to somebody else? And what just gets dumped in the trash because it really isn't serving its purpose?
Yeah.
Sherry, good point.
Such a good point. And this, so I still have this up for this reason, is my do, delegate, and dump sits up here, and I've created a homepage or a dashboard. And this is what I need to get done. So my lineup, what's most important to me? What are the things that need to be done? And I come over here every night and I want to write down those things that are most important to me and put them in here. I have an agenda over here. So like I was saying, everything has a to-do or a digital due date. And I appreciate that it'll show up here on my agenda at what time I said I wanted to get this done. It also shows up on my calendar because I like that. If it's not on my calendar, guys, I'm not going. I'm not going to remember. It's just not going to happen. So these things show up on my calendar at that time. And if it's something that I can delegate, the beautiful thing about ClickUp is you can work with other people and you can have free guests in your account, and you can delegate to, if you have an assistant, if you have, you know,
you can delegate to Elise.
You know, you can just send all the things, you can send those things that it is that, you know, you do not have to do, because if you don't have to do them, it's okay to delegate. Because if you're doing all the things, you're the assistant, not the owner. Keep that in mind. So, and then I will flip.
I don't have anyone to delegate to.
You've got to
leave. So part of due delegate. Stella, what are you talking about? I would help you. I'm kidding, but I get it.
Part of due delegate dump is to learn what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And what your weaknesses are, in this case, it could be Elise's strength. And so it's going to take her much less time because it's her strength than it does you to get done, because it's your weakness. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. And one of the most beautiful things is, even if it's not myself, or like a great virtual assistant, is you'll ask them to do something one time and they're going to figure out how to do it better for you the next. So I have one client who has a written sign-in sheet, and he asked me to digitize it for him. So I got that digitized, but I realized, oh my goodness, people's handwriting, it's really hard to read this. Let me just go ahead and make him a digital sign-in sheet so he can just open this on his iPad and the Excel sheet is already made for him. Now, he didn't ask me to do that. And really, if he doesn't want it, that's perfectly okay. But it took me 2 to 3 minutes to make a Google form that can eliminate this hour and a half that I spent for him to write down and triple check that that I was not an O. And listen, that was tough. So I can understand, and just keep in mind that you don't have to have an assistant. Your system can be your assistant. ClickUp is my assistant. Even the assistant needs an assistant. I'm going to need some help. I can't remember all the things. I am simply human, and I have to recognize that my strength is not memory. It is just getting things done and helping people get things done. Here I have some resources, and I'm happy to send out the PowerPoint. I'll send it over to Kathy. Here's some resources on those articles that I was talking about. So making your effective to-do list, those questions that every entrepreneur should answer. And then I also have a couple videos in here for you, 5 minutes of or less, getting started in ClickUp, using a scheduling software, or creating an event with Calendly, and even down to a Zoom background. So all of these are in here. They're 5 minutes or less. They're free to go look at, and you can play, rewind, and go back into all those things as you see fit. So I just wanted to, yes, ma'am.
I wanted to say that sometimes those things like ClickUp, Asana, and Trello, I put too much information in there, and then I get overwhelmed with the information I put in. So I've had to strategically plan what goes in those on what file, and right. and learn how to not overwhelm myself by just putting a whole bunch of stuff in there that doesn't need to be there.
Absolutely. And what we talked about again is you're not going to know until you've tried it out. You didn't know that you were right. going to get overwhelmed until you took a look at it and you're like, okay, here's me assessing what's working and what's not working. Now I can make that change. So great point, Sherry. So thank you so much again for joining. I hope that this was at least a little informative, brought you a little nuggets to kind of use. And you can always find me on my website at thealistassistant.com or email me at info@thealistassistant.com. I am happy to answer any questions for you. And I truly appreciate your time.
Elise, that was wonderful. Yay. Thank you so much. Yes, that was a great presentation. So I don't know if now I'm gonna take a little bit higher view here while Elise is on the call. She showed what she does. This is her expertise. This is her superpower, is getting things organized, because that's what a virtual assistant's usually their first job is getting us organized. And so she came up with what worked for her. And so now she knows if she's going to take on jobs for the rest of us, she simply plugs it into her system. So we know that we can count on her to get our deadlines done, because she has learned how to work with the deadlines. And she's has, like she said, an assistant needs an assistant. So this is super, super interesting that she was able to present this to us. So now here is, I'm going to do a little bit of one-on-one coaching with Elise. So Elise, now that you have spent the time and you showed us that you spent a certain amount of time putting together your presentation, you can now use this presentation and you can actually repurpose it. Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
Yes, ma'am.
This presentation, she could now for the rest of us, here's a lesson in this. She could now put a speaker's page on her website, and this could be one of her speaking topics. So when a local chamber of commerce is looking for a speaker and somebody goes, oh, you should check out Elise, and they go to her website, they can see her speaker's page and they can see her topics. And this is a topic, guess what? She doesn't have to redo it. She's already got the topic down. So as she puts together presentations for groups like this, she can build out her speaker's page. So that's step number one. And you know what it does? It puts her in front of a group. It puts her in a relaxed mode because it's her material. She knows the material. She's studied the material. She's presented the material already. And now she is ready to present to a local chamber of commerce or to another business group of any sort, because she already has the talk. Is that helpful? So she can repurpose it that way. She could create a course. She already has the entire PowerPoint for a course. And all she has to do is the way she taught us in her masterclass is that she can put it in a course. This can be one of her offers. So as folks tap into her website, they might even want to pay for a course. And so she can create, as she's putting her talks together, she can create courses out of it. She can use this as a masterclass like she did today, and she could actually put it out on Facebook with a Facebook ad, and there would be folks that would pay to come to this masterclass. So she can monetize it that way. She can take the information and the questions and comments that we had today, and she can create a blog post about it and point back to her services. So you see how she can repurpose this so many different ways, and she only had to create it once. And now she can repurpose this material, not only as offers in building her business, but also as in advertising of pointing back to her business. Mm-hmm. We've recorded this today. So this is gonna go out on our podcast as a recording for the entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. And with Elise's expertise, she could actually pick up that recording off of YouTube or wherever she wants to pick it up from. She'll know where to find the links. she can actually trim it to where it's just her giving the presentation, and she could then repurpose that as her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You see how she can repurpose this material 5 or 6 or even 8 different ways, and she only had to create it once. So I just want to share that with you, that don't feel overwhelmed on trying to build your business, that it's some big overwhelming project that you're just going to have to be down in the weeds for years before you can launch something. You can just take one thing, and all of a sudden you've got, you can be on Google the whole first page. If she repurposes this in the ways that I just mentioned, we could go in and just Google, I need to learn more about creating a task management program. And Elise could be all the entries on that Google page. It could say, listen to her podcast, read her blog post, listen to her masterclass, buy her course, you know, check out her website. She could be all in all of those spaces just from one presentation. So is that helpful to everybody to not feel quite as overwhelmed?
Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about, I'm so glad she did this, because I talk to business owners about my services, and a lot of them have chaos. Mm-hmm. And I would be very happy. I probably need to use her first myself, but very happy to say, I know a lady that can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate all of you.
So you see, by her giving this presentation, this is a great marketing tool for her. Not only is it going to help her add products and services to her business, but it's also a huge marketing tool for her, because this comes back to that free offer. We get to see her in action. We get to see her authenticity. So we know that we can count on her. And it makes us want to lean in and do business with her, instead of saying, who's Elise? Is she any good? Will she actually show up and do the job? Because now we feel like we get to know her better. And that's the whole point of having that free offer, which is why building a better business follows that formula that I reviewed at the very beginning of the call. Is that helpful to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Any last?
I'd like to get those links from your PowerPoint too, because I'm going to get on ClickUp like ASAP.
Like Elise, now. If you'll send it over to me, just privately through a text message or an email or something directly to me, I'll include it in the replay of this call so that folks can tap into those as some free resources.
Do you have an affiliate with ClickUp?
Yes, I do. And it's already in there. Thank you so much.
Which is another point. That's another point. Good for you, Elise. And Sherry, thanks for bringing that up. If any of the programs that you're recommending to other people have affiliates, tap in. It doesn't cost you anything, and it doesn't cost them any more to click through on your affiliate than what they would pay if they just looked it up and bought it. So you might as well get a piece of the pie for recommending it. So affiliate links is a great way to monetize your business. And by the way, Kathy Binner International Academy now has affiliate links. So if anyone is interested, so there you go.
Any I'll other have to questions? Look out there and see what I can. I love to connect people, so I'll have to look out there and see what you have, so that if I'm out there and I'm with a business mm-hmm. owner or employer, I can say, hey, we have, here's another resource. I'm going to have a resource page. So
that's a perfect place to put your affiliates. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other questions or comments from anyone? This has been a great call. Elise, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we can tell your hard work does not go unnoticed in you putting together your presentation. It was a wonderful presentation, the way you had it laid out. We can tell that you put effort into making it precise and
very nice.
All the correct material. So thank you for that.
Kathy, I think that I'm going to do something in August.
Okay. Listen,
Sherry's taking July.
Yeah, and we're having a conversation, and since you're all on the call, this may be a great place to ask the question. We're actually supposed to be on July 1st, and the 4th is not until Thursday. So my guess is that the holiday is going to be celebrated at the end of the week, not at the beginning. So I'm thinking that we're still going to come on the first. Does that sound appropriate to everybody?
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So that'll be July 1st. And so then the next one is actually
going to
be
August 5th. That's for Sherry, right? Okay.
Yes. And then August 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Estella, are you okay for the August 5th?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to, you know how you like. And I've presented all over the country, but, you know, it's just, it's still, you know, like major speakers, they say when I first get up there, I feel like, but I need to share what I have. And I'm among my family, so I'm going to do it.
Don't worry. That's why I got the black shirt. I was sweating before I started. Don't you worry.
It gets easier. Sherry, am I right? It gets easier the more you present. Sherry has been on stage. I've seen her in action on stage. She is amazing. I saw her in South Florida. We stayed together at the same Airbnb before we went over to the venue, and Sherry got right up on stage and knocked him dead. And I'm like, I'm not sure I would have been that cool and collected. And she was wearing white.
A trooper.
And she looked amazing. She sounded amazing. Got a standing ovation. So you know what? Life is good. You have to just put yourself out there, and it's okay. It's okay. Yes.
A little tidbit. I'm going to Canada to actually speak in Canada this year.
Good for you. Now, Sherry, do you have a speaker's page, Sherry?
It needs updating. But okay. I do, but it needs to be updated.
I have a speaker's page on my website at kathybenner.com. Feel free to take a look at that. I've got my one sheet that just tells everything about me that anybody can just hit print and they have that. I'm here to tell all of you, if you want to get on podcast, not only having a podcast can advertise your business, but being a guest on a podcast can help advertise your business. I even have 10 questions that a podcast host can ask me, like an interview. And that way they don't have to worry about how they're steering the actual interview. I get to steer the interview to end up where I need it to be to advertise my services, because I'm giving them the 10 questions they can ask me. And you can see all of that on my website at kathybenner.com. Feel free to duplicate that for yourselves if it's helpful. And great. Debbie, did you have a comment?
I will do September.
Okay.
Oh, look, it's all booked out. Let's go.
Look at you, girl.
See what you did, Elise?
I love it.
Y'all, okay. She had to convince me at first.
Okay, September 1st, Debbie.
Is that the holiday or no?
September 2nd's the holiday.
Is it? Okay. Then let me look.
That's Krista's birthday. That's why I know.
That's Labor Day. So normally if we have a holiday like that, we scoot it to the Tuesday.
Okay.
Are you good with the Tuesday?
Yeah, what's the date?
September 3rd. 2nd.
3rd.
Oh, you're looking right.
At the calendar 3rd. Wrong.
I'm looking at it wrong. Yep, you're correct. It's September 3rd.
Okay.
I also put the podmatch.com in the chat.
Yeah.
I do have an affiliate link, but I don't know what it is off the top of my head. But Podmatch actually is a platform that you can look up podcasts as either a guest and or a host. So you can pay for one or the other or both, and it'll match you to be on podcasts.
Great resource.
You're welcome. Great.
But I'll try to get my
affiliate link.
Yes, we'll get Sherry's affiliate link on that, but also get your media kits ready. Your media kit or your speaker's page, whatever you want to label it, should have a digital picture. It should have a one paragraph bio of yourself, and it should have some of your topics that you can speak about and 10 questions that someone can ask you in an interview. And once you put that together and put it on your website, then you can tweak it. You know, if later you go, I really don't like that one question, I think I'm going to change it up. You can fix it. It's not carved in stone. And if you get a more updated picture, you can change that. I mean, you can update it. But the point is once you get that as a part of your website, now you can, with confidence, you can send your, you know, your URL out there. If somebody says, hey, you know, I'd like you to, would you be interested in speaking? You can go, absolutely. Here's my media kit. So now none of the questions are going to be a shock because you created them. All right. Anyone else? Santana, we see that you're on there. I just now saw you there. You're welcome to chat with us if you'd like. She says, thanks. It was for having her. It was great. So she got to listen in. I hope you got to hear most of it. When we share the screen, I don't see folks that are in that are listening and as an attendee. So Zantella, I'm sorry I didn't see you until now, but thank you for being with us.
It's okay. Thank you for having me.
Look how beautiful in her pink jacket. I love it. Any other questions or comments from anyone? All right. This has been great. So to review, we are going to have Sherry in July, Estella in August, Debbie in September, and we're moving the September event to the Tuesday because of Labor Day. Any other comments before we go? Again, I want to thank you.
Have a great week, everybody.
Yes, I want to thank you, Elise. Again, great presentation. And thank you, everyone, for being with us. And we will see you next month. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yes.